神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
知我心声，恕我心曲。
Here we are once again together. I'm going to speak about anger in relationship to parents, children, and then creating an anger control plan.
很高兴我们再次在一起。那今天我们要谈的是关于亲子，就是父母亲跟孩子之间的一些怒气，还有怎么样学习能够管制或者是控制我们的怒气。
One of the basic parentage skills needs to be an effective and efficient control over one's anger.
身为父母亲最基本的就是要有效的来看自己管自己的孩子，那这个当中呢要有一个这种可以自我节制的这种对于怒气自我节制的这样的能力。
And as a parent, how I deal with my frustrations.
那身为父母亲怎么样可以来面对自己的一些挫败感呢？
Now I want us to look at the fact that as a parent, a child mimics, a child becomes like their parents many times.
亲子之间有这样的一个模式，孩子们很容易就会有父母亲的这种模式。
You know, we have to face it.That even the best mothers and fathers lose their temper, as we want to say, or get angry once in a while.
我们知道，事实上，身为父母，即使是最好的父母，也有他们失控、生气的时候。
Now, this doesn't mean that you lack the skills to work with your child. It means that you're human.
那并不代表说你对你带孩子的技巧不好，而是代表说你有人性。
Like all humans, once in a while, we sort of lose our temper.
就像一般自然的人性，偶尔会有失控生气的时候。
You see, what characterizes a strong parent is their ability to realize that they have lost their temper, they have become angry, and then to be able to know how to deal with this.
对于一个好的父母亲，就是懂得怎么样管教孩子的父母亲来讲，是他们知道自己有失控，然后知道怎么样来处理自己对于这种脾气的失控。
For you see, the ability to control your temper is one of the most important abilities that you can possess.
在亲子管教之间呢，当一个父母亲啊，他有能力来控制自己的脾气的时候。是一个最好的一种拥有的能力。
I've had a young parent tell me how very, very bad they feel after they've lost their temper, and they do it too often.
有一对年轻的父母亲来跟我说呢，他们每一次，而且常常在他们这种失控的脾气之后呢，觉得非常的愧疚。
So you see, in helping your children, you are going to have to manage your anger.
所以身为父母亲，你要懂得怎么样来处理你里面的怒气。
By recognizing your problem.
首先你要意识到你自己的问题。
And then understanding your disposition.
了解你自己的特性。
And then selecting an alternative solution instead of losing your temper.
当你失控之后呢，你要懂得怎么样来选择对你的问题处理的最好的方法。
Now, as we look at that first one that says that we must recognize our problem.
第一个我讲过，就是你要意识到你的问题。
Now, when you grow frustrated with your child, something begins to happen to you even physically.
当你跟孩子之间有一种挫折感的时候呢，你的生理上都有变化的。
Your body becomes tense and you become red in the face.
你会很紧张，然后你的脸会发红。
Many times your jaws and your teeth clenches.
有时候你的牙齿会很咬紧牙关，或者是你的所有的这些关节呢，都会非常的硬涩。
Your tone of voice shifts to a loud, more forcible pitch.
然后你讲话的声调也会趋向非常的生硬或紧张。
And you become provoked very easily.
那这样的话呢，你就会很容易被惹起来。
Now, if you suffer from any one of these things, the chance is that you lack control over your anger.
如果我讲的这一些有一些是你的现象的话，就表示说你已经快要失控了。
Now, we have to identify, do you get angry?
那首先呢，你要承认说你真的生气了吗？
How often do you get angry?
你生气的频率有多少呢？
Well, when you're willing toSay to yourself, yes, I get very angry too often.
你检查之后对自己承认说是的，我经常这样生气。
So that is a sign to you that you need to work on anger control.
那这样的话，接下来你就要知道说呢，这是一个警告你要开始要去处理能够控制你脾气的时候了。
You have to understand what these negativeEffects are doing to your child.
你要知道，如果你常常这样的话，你要体会到他有那种负面的对孩子负面的影响。
Now, once you recognize that you need to work on anger control, it's very important now to recognize what brings you to that place. What are the negative signs that makes you realize that you're getting angry?
当你意会到你有这种失控的情况的时候，接下来你就要去看到底是什么样的因素，什么样的触因使你惹起你有这样的一个生气。
You see, there are certain things that does trigger our anger.
很多一些内在的前因来促使我们生气。
And once we begin to learn them, then we can be able to sort of step back and make a better decision.
只要你发现了，然后你就可以稍微自己缓和来做比较好的决定。
And then you'll begin to look at things just a little bit different.
之后你才会对于一些事情的观念或者是看法呢有一点点改变。
You see, by walking away, you're able to rethink the situation.
当你可以缓冲一下，稍微避开的话，你就可以重新来估量。这个情况
For the time that you've walked away, this will allow you to make a better decision that you will not regret.
当你转开稍微转移一下你的生气情况的话，那你会有更好的、更有深思的这种决定之后呢，你才不会后悔。
Let's see if we can think of an example of this.
我们来举一个例子吧。
Suppose now that you recognize that whenever your child begins to cry,And they will not stop, that you become very, very angry.
比如说呢，你的孩子他很会哭闹，然后一哭起来就不停的时候，在那个时候就会惹你很生气。
And then we see the aggressive feelings taking over.
然后那种很强烈的、越来越强烈的感觉就会出现了。
But what we're saying that if you can recognize that at that time, it's better to walk away for a little bit.While they're crying, until you can get yourself together, and then make a better decision than to yell, holler, or hit them.
所以你已经发现了，原来孩子哭闹就会让你很生气的时候，你就稍微避开、走开一下，然后呢，免得你马上就会用那种嘶喊或者是谩骂的一个态度来对他，你可以做别的决定。
You see, sometimes when you walk away from the child, they look at you because what they're wanting is your attention, and here you're walking away.
相对的，对孩子来说呢，他哭可能就要引起你的注意，但是当你避开、你走开的时候，他们就没有这种注意力了。
It may give them time to sort out their little feelings.
然后也给他们一点时间来自己收敛一下他们这种行为感受。
So it can be a very helpful thing to recognize when these feelings are coming up and be able to know how to deal with them.
所以健康的情况就是什么情况惹我生气，然后呢，我退一步，怎么样来处理我这个情况。
Now, maybe you might say to me, I recognize that. I really don't like to be this way, but I can't help myself.
或许你说呢，你讲的我都知道，一步一步我都知道，可是我就是没有办法，就是一定会这样生气。
This really is not true.
但是这不是事实。
We can help ourselves if we really want to help ourselves and know how to help ourselves.
如果你真的有诚心要改变的话，你一定可以自己有些方法来帮助你自己，而且你要学习知道怎么样来帮助你自己。
You may say, well, I'm a different person. I cannot.
或许你说我这个人跟人家不同，我就是没有办法阻止我自己生气。
Well, one of the first things I would think you should do is ask God to help you.
那首先我要建议你求神要帮助你。
Because you have already learned that anger is one of the things that can hurt relationships and even your children's relationships, even permanently.
事实上我们已经学到说怒气会伤害关系，特别是你跟孩子的关系，而且呢，这样的一个关系，这种伤害呢，有时候是持续很久的。
So it means then that you have to make up your mind and decide that you are going to work at this.
所以你一定要定义，就是下决心说我一定要好好的处理我这种怒气的问题。
Now, one of the first things you need to do is to create an anger control plan.
那你首先一定要好好的做一个怎么样控制你的怒气的一个计划。
One for yourself and one that can help your children.
一个是帮助你自己的，一个是帮助你的孩子的。
Now, the basic idea of developing an anger control plan
对于这种控制怒气的基本计划
to try to make different strategies and find the anger control technique that works best.
我们要用好几个这种策略，然后去试试看发现哪一个是最好的策略。
This is an ongoing process.
那这是一个持续的一个过程。
You can't just try it once and drop it. It's something that you learn here and you learn a better way there and you learn something even better over here.
你需要一试再试，不是一次你就可以有效果的，一试再试，或这一次，或者啊，另外一次，你要去尝试。
As you identify these strategies that will help,And you add them to your anger control plan, and then you use these with your children to see how well it helps them.
你就在这个尝试当中，你就发现某一个策略特别的对你的孩子有用。
Some people have referred to their anger control plan as their toolbox.
有人就把这种控制脾气的这样的一个策略呢，当作是一个工具箱。
And the specific strategies that they use to control their anger is their tools.
那这些工具箱里面的工具呢，就是这些策略呢，就是拿来面对，来针对你自己的怒气的。
Now, try this with your children in a physical way by giving them a toolbox.
那用很实际的，比如说呢，你就给你的孩子呢一个工具箱。
And then as you teach them the different ways to work on their anger, these can be little paper, tools that you make with their anger control plan on them.
那现在谈到就是对你孩子的帮助他也控制他的啊怒气的话，就像你给他一个工具箱，然后里面呢用画一些工具的形状，上面写一些字。
So you see, now they have little tools in their hands that tells them that this is what I can do.
那你就跟他解释说呢，拿起你的工具，然后你该怎么做。
But it's not good enough just to have their tools. They've got to know when.And how to use them.
你不是只有拥有工具，而且呢，要知道什么时候或者是怎么用这个工具。
Sometimes a child may use the tool of just getting away and running around in the yard, which helps them to get out some of their anger.
有时候呢，帮助你孩子不要生气，就是呢，拿取一个工具，也就是说呢，他可以到外面去跑几圈，再回来就不生气了。
But they couldn't use that technique if they're in school with the children all around them.
但是问题是，如果他在学校里面的情况呢，学生在旁边的话，他不能用这样的一个工具来处理他的生气。
So the children must must realize that there are different times they must use different techniques.
所以我们要让用的人知道说呢，在不同的情境下面要用不同的策略，不同的工具。
Now these things that we've been talking to you about, you really need to be able to talk with your children about these techniques and the need for them. And this is very vital in being able to help your children to control themselves.
那这个我们谈到的这些方法就是跟你孩子，如果你要帮助你孩子的怒气的话，那你就要跟他先有一个沟通，然后跟他解释，然后让他来用。
And so as the child talks with you or maybe another member of the family or maybe a very good friend in the family, and they begin to understand then and they see where these spots are where they can just blow up or get very angry, and then now, as we said before, they can use their little tools.
当这样的一个问题大家用很冷静的态度去谈的时候，四周围的人家人都知道了，就是在这种情况爆发的时候呢，也都知道有一个共识，说他们会用哪一个工具来解决他们的问题。
You see, many children feel like this is an unwinnable situation that actually they can't escape from it. It's just part of them.
有些孩子有这种想法，这个是没有办法避免的，就一定会这样子爆发的。
And this is where they need these times to talk together and to understand that these are things that can be helped.
所以这些都需要有沟通，有解释，让他们了解说事实上这个是可以避免的，是可以面对处理的。
Now, I'm going to speak to you about some of the things that you can do for your children, but you can also do them for yourself.
那我也要讲到说，除了对孩子学习控制他们的怒气之外呢，你自己也可以学习的。
Now, one of the best ways to teach your child is for you to model it.
最好的方法就是你自己要做一个榜样。
And one of the things that you can teach your child is how to be calm. Model calmness before them.
最好对孩子的示范就是你可以保持冷静。
You might say, how can I model this?
或许你说我怎么做榜样呢?
Now let's suppose you just got a phone call.
比如说呢,你接到一个电话。
And it's from the auto shop where your car is being fixed.
是从这个修车厂打来的,告诉你说你车子已经修好了。
And they've just told you it's going to cost double the amount they thought it would be.
他们跟你的报价，你要花的钱呢，却是以前你知道的两倍。
You feel yourself the frustration rising up in you.
所以你里面马上有一种挫败的、挫折的那种气氛起来了。
But there is your child standing there watching you.
旁边你的孩子在看着你。
So then you try your very best. Breathe deeply.Try to bring calmness to yourself and then say to your child, I'm really angry.
你就深呼吸，然后呢，用一个很冷静的声音跟他孩子说呢，说我是生气了。
They just called and they said that the car is going to cost twice what we thought it was going to cost.
他们打电话给我，告诉我的价钱竟然比以前是两倍。
So I'm going out for a quick walk.And I'll be back in just a few minutes.
你跟孩子解释说呢，我要出去走一走，然后呢，我马上回来。
Now your child has seen that you are angry.
你的孩子看到你是生气了。
You didn't throw things, curse, yell, holler. You just told them, I'm angry, but I'm going out to take a walk to calm myself down.
他知道你生气了，他却没有看到你丢东西或者是大声的叫。他看到你是出去走一走回来，用这样来解决你的生气。
Now let's look at one of the greatest examples that is set before your child.
在你孩子的面前学习控制生气最大的榜样是什么呢？
And that is you and your husband.
那就是你跟你的先生之间的关系。
Or you and your wife.
或者是先生跟太太。
Or any other adults that are there that let their anger go.
或者是呢,你跟成人之间的怎么样在处理生气的问题。
You know, one of the best things is if you feel yourselves getting angry, get away from each other.
记得当你知道你自己生气的时候最好就是走开。
If you want to have your arguments and your discussions, go to your bedroom, not in front of the children.
如果你觉得你们需要有一些讨论争执的话，最好是不要在孩子面前，到你们自己的一个私下的房间去。
This is the way children truly learn.
在这里呢，这个事情上面孩子真的是可以从观察来学习。
You know, one of the hard parts of parenting is when a child gets angry towards you.
父母亲亲子的关系呢，有一个最难的地方，就是你的孩子对你生气、发怒气。
You see, very quickly your emotions and your anger rises.
然后你自己本身你的怒气也会被搅起来。
And it's very easy then to slap the child or yell at them and call them names.
那最快的反应就是呢，打他一个巴掌，或者是呢骂他，或者是呢对他有一种很强烈的反应。
But if you can make the rule to be in our house, we have our discussions when we're calm.
立下一个规矩，就是当大家冷静下的时候呢，一定要讨论。
And when the child has learned that that is one of the principles of our home, then when they may speak to you angrily, they may talk to you in a very bad way, and instead of getting angry, just look at them and say, I'm going to take a walk now. We'll talk about this when we're both calm.
所以当下次情况发生，你的孩子用很生气的语气跟你讲话或者是顶嘴的时候呢，那你们已经立下一个规矩了，要讨论。所以你就说呢，我先走开，我去走一走，回来时候我们来谈。
One lady said that her young son used to do this. He would get very angry toward her.
有一个妈妈这样说呢，她的那个小儿子呢，常常对她很生气的说话。
So she began to do this, walk away from him.
她就开始这样尝试，就是她一生气，她就走开。
We'll talk about it when we're calmer.
然后她跟她说呢，等到我们冷静下来，我们再谈。
She would go into the bathroom.
她就去了厕所。
And the son would stand outside and yell and holler and go on.
那这个时候，她的儿子会越来越大声的对她喊叫。
But she never opened the door.
但是这个妈妈呢，就不。
And after a while, he began to get the message that he wasn't going to be able to do that in front of you anymore.
后来这个儿子就学到了，如果这样大声喊叫生气的话，事实上是没有用的，妈妈不出来的。
See, when you have a plan, when you've talked it over, when you're consistent, it works.
你有一个计划，然后把它沟通好了，然后你持续的去用它的话，一定有功效的。
Sometimes children cannot express themselves.
有时候孩子们呢不懂怎么样来表达他们自己。
Actually, sometimes adults can't express themselves.
连大人都有这种问题，不知道该怎么表达自己。
You need to develop a vocabulary of feelings.
你需要有一些学习一些表达你自己的一些字眼。
Because now many times children get out their frustration by yelling or kicking or screaming or swearing or hitting or throwing things.
不然的话，孩子们很容易就有一种方法，就是一生气呢就会摔东西啦，或者是大叫啦，或者是拳打脚踢啦，就这些行为都会出来。
For many, it's the only way they know how to express their anger.
很多人这是唯一他们表达生气的方法。
Again, why don't you, as you talk to your child, say, let's get a feeling vocabulary.
所以可以跟你的孩子讨论说，我们来讲一些关于这个生气的时候，你的感觉的一些字眼。
Let's think of words that we can tell people that we're angry.
比如说你生气的时候，你可以怎么样跟别人讲话呢？
Some of those words might be angry itself. I am angry.
那比如说呢，就对跟对方说呢，我生气了。
They can learn to say I'm frustrated.
他们也可以这样说呢，我很挫败感。
Or I feel furious.
我真是气死了。
And you can make up many other words as you think of them together.
所以你们大家可以好好的讨论，然后找一些字眼来表达。
And then you begin to use them.
然后开始用它们。
You can say to your child, you look like you're really angry.
所以你就可以跟对方说呢，跟他形容说呢，你看起来好像很生气。
Then you can say, you want to talk about it?
你要不要谈一谈呢？
You seem really frustrated.
哇，你看起来好像很气急败坏。
Maybe I can help you.
或许我可以帮你。
You see, keep adding these words to their vocabulary. So instead of throwing things and yelling, they can really express it in words how they feel.
所以多加一些字眼，然后呢，用这些字眼来表达，免得他们呢要摔东西或者是大声喊叫。
And now that you have given them words to use, now you need to help them to see what to do when they feel this way.
首先你让他们有言语可以来形容表达他们的情绪之后呢，接下来你要让他们知道该采取什么行动。
You can make little signs to put up around the house.
或许你可以做一个标志。
You can put on them, walk away.
或许呢，你可以把它放在你的房子里面呢，还是说写一句说呢，你先走开。
Think of a peaceful place.
想一想一个宁静的地方。
Maybe run up and down the steps.
或许呢，就在楼梯上呢，上上下下的跑几回。
Listen to some music.
听一些音乐。
Play some ball, some basketball.
还是去玩球。
Draw pictures.
画图
Talk to someone.
跟别人讲一讲话
Or sing a song.
唱一首歌
You see, these are calm down techniques.
那这些是让你冷静的一些方法
And as he has the words for his feeling, now he has some things that he can work on when he feels that way. And so now he can remember them as he sees them and as you talk about them.
那因为你讨论过了所以你也有一些标志提醒他们该怎么做所以首先呢当会用这种表达生气的语言表达出来之后开始就要用那些讨论过的方法来采取行动
Now we talked about the fact that as adults you know the feelings you have when anger begins
身为大人呢很容易就知道说自己要生气的时候
Now you need to teach your childhow to sense that feeling rising in them.
那对孩子来讲呢你要教他们提醒他们去意识到知道说自己已经在生气。
As you talk together, you might say, what do you feel like when you begin getting angry?
或许你可以在很冷静的时候跟他谈说当你快生气的时候你的里面的感觉是怎么样。
Maybe they say, I talk louder.
他会跟你回答或许说呢我讲话越来越大声。
My face gets hot.
我的脸会发热。
I clench my fist and my heart beats fast.
我的心跳会加快，然后我的手呢会握拳。
Sometimes my mouth gets dry and I breathe fast.
然后我觉得我呼吸加快，然后我的嘴巴会发干。
So there now, you're giving your child something that they can say, hey,Now I know how I feel when I'm beginning to get angry.
所以你等于在教你的孩子意识到他已经有生气的现象。
So then you also, as you see your child, you might say to them when they're starting to get angry, you can say, I can see that you're making a fist now.
所以呢你也可以提醒他说你看看你在握拳哦你要生气咯。
Your face is getting red.
你的脸已经在发红了。
And immediately the child begins to realize that this, it's beginning and now he must try to control it.
所以孩子被提醒之后他就开始意识到自己要生气了所以他也开始可以用一些方法来控制。
So you see, the earlier the child can learn the warning signs, the easier it is for them to be able to overcome it.
孩子越小学习到意识到自己的怒气然后怎么样来处理自己的怒气的时候呢越容易能够克服。
So you see, now your child is better equipped to begin to really realize what they must do to control.
等于说你为孩子装备了一个怎么样来控制自己的脾气的一些方法了。
I have found out that when I call upon the Lord, he really helps.
我自己的经验是这样当我向神求助的时候他真的是帮助我。
And you can teach your child that also.
你也可以教你的孩子怎么样向神求帮助。
Because we are weak.
因为我们是软弱的。
And we need strength.
我们需要能力。
And he's the one that can give us that strength.
我们的神是那一位给我们力量的神。
Now, the next time I talk with you, we will be talking a little more about this control plan.
那下一次我们要继续的谈更多的这个自我管理、自我节制的这样的一个计划。恕我心曲这个节目是由美国佛桌传道协会提供，由金炉牧师为您主讲，林真华语翻译。如果您有什么问题需要我们为您分担，请您来信写明你的姓名、住址，然后你寄到台湾高雄，台湾省高低的高，英雄的雄，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，台湾高雄13-40号信箱。
之40号信箱，你写林真双木林真假的真林真收就可以了，我们会尽快的跟您回信。